Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
open my cable bill. Sorry about that. Good evening, everybody. This is Delicious Talk, your girl Delicious, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was Maze, The Morning After. I'd like to say good evening to everybody out there who's listening, and thanks for coming in. The weather here has been pretty good. Today it was a beautiful day. It was nice and cool out, so I did go out today. But these other days, 90 and 100, oh, no. I literally get sick when I take in too much heat. So I've been in the house chilling, working on my fourth book, and that's about it. So tonight's show is One Night Affairs. Do some men and women indulge in one night affairs with only sex on the agenda, or are they looking for love the morning after? Is there anything good in a one night affair, and are they worth the energy a man and woman put in them? We're going to be discussing that, and if anybody wants to call in and join in the conversation, feel free to. The call-in number is 1-646-652-2877, or you can create an account and log into the chat room. I have my guest co-host on the line. Ms. J, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How was your day today?
Oh, kind of rough at work, just a little tired, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, everything's going to be all right.
I know.
You know what tonight's topic is, right?
Sort of, kind of. Can you tell me again?
One night affairs, girl.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I've been through that myself.
Oh, really? Well, I can say that I've had one-night affairs before, but this was, you know, in my youth when I wasn't really in a relationship and, you know, just basically doing what I wanted to do.
Being,
you know, you
promiscuous?
Being
promiscuous?
Well, I wouldn't call it that, you know, just basically, because I think I can really count on half my hand of one-night affairs that I've had. Because I've been in relationships, the longest relationship that I was ever in was 13 years, and the shortest one was 2 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, you know.
The shortest relationship I was in was one night.
Oh, well, that was a one-night affair, girl. We
going
to talk about
it? Very shocking. Huh? I said very shocking.
Very shocking?
Yeah, I mean... Me and the guy had been talking for about a month or two. I thought it was going to be a little bit more than that.
Oh, so you was expecting more than a one-nighter stand? Is that what you're saying?
Well, just put it like this. I thought he would be back.
Oh, okay.
But, hell, so, I don't care because it wasn't all that anyway.
Well, you know, the one-night stand that I was involved with, I had known it was going to be a one-night stand because basically I had pursued this guy. And, you know, when I had gotten to a point in my life that I actually, if I wanted something, you know, I would actually go after it. And this one guy, he just basically, oh, my God, I basically just wanted to sleep with him.
Uh-huh.
So after I had pursued him, we slept together, and that was it, you know. So that was something that I was expecting. And another one-night affair that I had with a guy, he became like a stalker.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
Oh, so you did it one night, and he didn't. I mean, no.
Obviously, because, well...
He wanted more, but you only wanted that one night.
Right, and, you know, but I was just basically trying to be nice because he, you know, we had been, you know, talking maybe for about a couple of weeks or whatever. And, you know, so he was kind of beginning to, you know, look good to me and whatever. So I said, well, I'm going to sleep with him, whatever. But, you know, he had my number and everything. So we slept, and I didn't call him. So a couple of days later, he calls me, and, you know, asked me what I'm doing. I'm telling her, well, I'm not doing anything. And, you know, he asked me, could he come over? And I said, well, I don't think so, not tonight, you know. And I really basically should have nipped it at the bud that particular – I should have just told him no, period. But, you know, I guess I was just, you know, leading him on because I said, no, not tonight. So he called, and, you know, I really didn't want to hurt his feelings, and, you know, got to a point where I think that's the first time I ever got my number changed from somebody, you know, calling and calling and calling and calling. So, and that was before call IDs and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I got my number changed, and I haven't seen or heard from him in eons, you know. But
no, I guess not. You changed your number. He didn't know where you live, right?
No. Right. No. And see, that's something else, too. If you're going to have, this is just something I'm going to throw out there, not to say that one-night affairs are good, even though some people may think that they are, but if you're going to indulge in a one-night affair, I suggest that you don't do it at your place. Maybe you can go to his place or to, you know, rent a room or something like that, because then that's when, you know, things can go awry. Because if he's a stalker like this guy, if he had known where I lived at, I couldn't imagine what would have happened, you know. But he did have my phone number. And, you know, that's just something I want to throw out there as far as, like, when people do indulge in one-night affairs or, you know, if that's all you're looking for. Because basically, sometimes that's all people are really looking for is a one-night affair. And yeah. Then some people are looking for more the morning after. So what happened when you were looking for more from this guy? Did you ever hear from him after that?
Let me tell you what happened. This was recently. Well, because it's been 3 years since I've been involved with anybody that's going on. Actually, well, it's only been 2 years. My husband passed in 08. So I haven't been involved with anybody. So me and this guy have been talking and talking. So I wasn't attracted to him at first. But mm-hmm. then the more he started talking, and like you said, he started looking good. And so just one particular night, he called me. He said, I'm coming over. I said, no, you're not. I'm coming over. No, you're not. So he came over, of course. And I really, really thought that I was missing something. But what happened was it was just all messed up. It didn't turn out the way I expected it to.
Okay.
He couldn't perform well enough for me. And that was a waste of my time. But I still say, you know, sometime on the first night, things just don't be right.
Right.
Then I didn't do things that he wanted me to do, so I just didn't hear from him anymore. But that's all. It is all good. I already had a break. I need to get my thoughts and get things that's on my mind off my mind. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So you needed, basically, you needed that relief, and you got yours, and that was it. So you're not really tripping all of it, right?
Right. I got mine, but he didn't get anything for real. Like I said, I didn't do what he wanted me to do. You don't have no condoms. You ain't got nothing coming.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's something else, too. If you basically, any type of sexual activities you get involved with anybody that's not your husband, and then some days you even have to do it with your husband if he's cheating, but any sexual activity you get involved with these days, you definitely have to be protected. Even if you have the condoms, you know, you have to have them, or even if he doesn't have them, because some guys will say, well, I don't have any condoms. Hey, I got it. Here you go, you know.
Yeah, but the thing, I wasn't even expecting us to get into anything like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
That happened.
Right, but it's always better to be safe than sorry, you know, because it, if you had a went on and did it, you know, he could have given you a STD or worse, you know, the virus. You know,
but
so
you know what, Delicious? I miss him, though. I just miss to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talk good together. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that's the only thing I miss, just hanging out, talking with him and stuff. Other than that, all that other stuff could have waited.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you ever think that you would talk with him again just on those bases and, you know, make it into a platonic thing or you just
well,
do with him?
See, I never like to let men think that I'm chasing them. Like you had the stalker. I don't want nobody to think I'm stalking them because I ain't pressed.
Right.
Well, do I think we'll ever talk again? I don't know. I don't see him, and he doesn't call me, and I'm not about to call him.
Oh, okay.
If anybody's listening or calling, maybe they can give me some type of advice on that. I mean, it's not like we're not enemies. It's just that we talked the next day, and then that was it. He didn't call me, so I didn't call him. That's how I was feeling about that.
Oh, okay. Maybe basically, it seems like maybe because you didn't do what he wanted to do, so he just said, well, you know, he didn't want to be bothered. Then again, he may have just had on his mind to have, you know, that one-night affair with you. But, you know, men need to be prepared just as well as women. You know, you can't always depend on a man to, you know, to bring his protection. You know, even though some men, they try to be slick and say they don't have it, thinking that the woman is going to go on and break down and say, well, okay, you can do it just this once. That's all it takes, that one time. And the next day or a couple of weeks later, you're itching, burning, or, you know, you're breaking out. You know, so if they don't have condoms, ladies, make sure that you have them. And it ain't nothing wrong with you carrying condoms around in your pocketbook if that's what you're going to do. Because you have to protect yourself. Some of these men, they don't care.
I had some condoms. I didn't even realize it. I found the condoms the next day.
Oh, okay. But you know what? It was a reason why you didn't find it that night.
Right, that night. It wasn't me.
You know, so you know, I guess things worked out the way they did for a reason. I always look at things, there's a reason for everything. So maybe it was a reason why you didn't find those condoms that night.
Yeah,
you know, because things happened the way that they did. But, you know, there's nothing wrong, ladies, with, like I said, carrying the condoms around in your pocketbook or keeping some at home, because I have condoms that I keep, you know, I keep handy. But,
well, I don't be out there. I'm not out that much to keep anything handy.
No. Neither am I, but just in case something comes up, I don't want to be, you know, hanging, you know.
Since I'm older. Since I'm older, I'm up there at that age, it's not going to just be a one-night stand, you know.
Right. Well, I haven't been involved with anybody for maybe, it's been a while now. But I still got my eyes on somebody, so, you know. But getting back to the subject, I asked a few guys and a young lady their takes on one-night affairs. And this guy says he loves one-night affairs simply because it's what we are designed for biologically.
It sounds like you're breaking up, though. What's going on with your phone?
That sounds like your phone.
No.
I don't know. My phone is okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and he says he loves a one-night affair simply because he feels that we're designed for them biologically, and he loves learning new tricks and teaching some to others. The greatest part, though, is the smell of a new woman. Now,
what?
Yeah. And he thinks that we were designed biologically to have one-night affairs.
Uh-uh.
I don't understand.
That sounds like an animal. You know, that's what animals do. You understand?
Yeah.
So we are animals, but that sound like something a dog would do.
Well, that's true because...
You know, that different scent. But to me, once a man gets a certain woman's scent, that scent is on him where he keep wanting her smell. You understand that particular woman?
Mm-hmm.
I have
he likes the smell of a new woman, you know, different
but
women. So
every
that
time
that.
He must not have sex often then.
I really don't know, but it sounds like he just is a person who's not concerned with being in a relationship. He basically wants to, you know, just be with different women is what it sounds like to me. You know, someone who just doesn't want to be in a committed relationship or who's not passionate with women. You know, he's just more concerned with their smell and being with different women.
Their smell and getting off on whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then again, I'm wondering what type of smell is he talking about here.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, you know, the smell of a new woman. I mean, eventually, don't you get tired of that? And a one-night stand is that, you know, you have different women all the time.
Yeah.
So would you call that a one-night stand?
Yeah, because I
call that a damn whore out there just running around screwing this woman and that woman. The hell with
that. This is just what he says, how he feels about one-night affairs. Another person says he needs a one-night affair. Our needs are temporarily fulfilled with no long-term commitment. So this is another person who basically just, you know, getting their satisfaction and going. They're not concerned about.
Let me ask you this then.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you just have one night stand with a friend and y'all don't make any commitments? What about, is that a one night stand? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. If you're just with that person for one night and y'all not committed and basically you don't become involved with them anymore, you just do it that one time. That is
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
For instance, I'm with a guy, but we know each other. You know, we're friends. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the only time we see each other, if he's in need and I'm in need, and we have no commitments, and, you know, we don't talk every day.
Well, y'all do have, when y'all get together, y'all do have sex. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Is that?
Oh, well, then that's a sexual relationship.
That's not a one-night stand?
No, because y'all are that's a sexual relationship.
Okay.
Because y'all are continuously having sex, but y'all not a committed relationship. But there is a relationship going on there, and it's sexual.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So another person said, another person said, I've had one night stand. It was because she had other plans of where to go from here. Yes, I was nice. Yes, I cooked her a lovely meal. Yes, I was honest. And it's her head that's screwed up and her destiny that's uncertain. So this person basically had it only because she had other plans from where they was to go, from whatever.
But he didn't sound like it. He said he cooked her a nice dinner and all that, right?
Yeah, he was being nice to her. And
that was a one-night stand.
Hmm?
He was being nice knowing that it was a one-night stand.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was nice.
Yeah, and then he said her head's that screwed up and her destiny that's uncertain. So I guess he's blaming her, you know, for him committing a one-night stand. You know, because some men, they don't want to be responsible. You know, they'll lie or whatever, say whatever it is that they can to get what they want. And basically, if you're honest with the woman, 9 times out of 10, she may have even wanted to have a one-night affair. You see what I'm saying? Because you don't have to tell a woman that I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and tell her all these lies, and then as soon as you hit it, she never sees you again.
Right.
You know, it could have been a thing. She may have been planning the same thing that you was planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got men who will, you know, lie and say whatever it is.
But I don't think people plan one-night stands.
Hmm?
You think that's a planned thing? I don't think people plan that.
Well,
because I'm going to tell you.
It can be planned.
What, the night that you meet the guy at the club and you go out and you're going to get in the bed with him and that's it? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because you could just, and then you have people who basically are you know, like this guy said, that he basically loves the scent of a new woman. So he's basically a predator or whatever. He's out there looking for these women, that he's the one who wants these one-night stands. So he would be most likely the guy who would lie to a woman and tell her, I love you and this and that. And then
he'll do that, though.
What he wants from her, he moves on to another woman.
This is a one-night stand. Don't nobody be saying I love you and all that mess. I don't want to hear that on no one-night stand. I don't think anybody want to hear that. You just want to do what you're going to do, and that's it.
Right, but if a person is not, say like if a person meets somebody, just like if somebody's courting somebody for a while, and then she finally says, well, I want to get with him. Now, all the time, his intentions was to get with this woman for this one night and call it off. So when he gets closer and closer to her, and he knows that she's emotional about it, he's going to be telling her all kind of stuff like, you know, you look good and I love you. I want to be with you, da-da-da-da-da.
That was a couple of weeks ago for me, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. As soon as he gets it, he's gone, you know, because you don't know his intentions. We don't know a man's intentions.
That's right.
We don't know and they don't know ours until we display them. Or if we sit down and say to each other, well, you know, this is just going to be one time. This is the only time I want to be with you, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, it goes from there. But you meet somebody, you don't know until they lay their cards on the table. Either they're going to tell you the truth or either they're going to lie, one or the other. And, you know, you're really not going to know until it happens and it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you basically will take a chance to be with somebody, because I was in a relationship for 13 years with this guy. And believe it or not, before we even got into the relationship, I hated him. I mean, I didn't hate him, but I could not stand him. I did not like him at all. And he was one of my brother's best friends. And when him and my brother would come to my house, I would go in my bedroom and shut the door because I didn't even want to hear him talk.
Dang.
Right, but after we, you know, got to know each other, you know, talking, communicating this, that, blah, 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 he was just, you know, he was the icing on the cake. But it was just, I don't know, it was just something about his appearance to me from the outside, you know, because when he was with my brother, you know how guys are, they're talking about this, doing that, and he was the type of person that always wanted to get the last word, and he always had something to say, you know, so it was just things that I didn't like about him. But once I got to talk with him and we got to know each other, you know, we was together 13 years. Now, not to say that those whole 13 years was peaches and cream, because they weren't, but, you know, they were some good years in there.
Right.
So, you know, I just took a chance because I had asked him to take me to a party because I knew he had a car. So I was basically just with him to get to that party. So when he dropped me off, I said, okay, good night, thank you, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we talked on the way back from the party. I told him my birthday was in a few days and this and that. So a few days later, I hear this horn just blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing. And I said, what fool is out there blowing like that? I looked out the window. It was him. He bought me some balloons, a card, and a bottle of champagne. And I said, wow. You know, so then we got to talking, and, you know, but, you know, it lasted 13 years. And I basically, after that, I said, he's up to something. He wants something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I started developing feelings for him, and, you know, he was developing feelings for me, and it was off to the races. So, you know, we really didn't...
What did I
got on
nice day?
No, I was just saying, as far as like we don't know what men's intentions are, as well as they don't know what our intentions are. So if a man comes up to you, you were saying that he doesn't tell anybody in one night that he loves him, but it doesn't have to be that one night. It could have been like a workup type thing, you know. Say like the guy that you were seeing, you know, I don't know what he was telling you, but it, you know, obviously it was something that you wanted to hear.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, how good
right.
I look and how nice I was and
right.
How I need to go out, how I need to meet guys. I really need to be with people, you know. Just
right.
Telling me things like you said I needed to hear and I needed to do, really.
Right, right. So he basically, he made his moves and you know, then obviously his intentions was for it to be that one night. But here's what a young lady has said about one-night affairs. She says she loved one-night affairs. And then she says, I know it's not safe, but still the thrill of having sex with different men excites me. Although I only do the deed with the young, muscular, and, of course, sexy guys, I like my stuff rough and hard. Woo!
Yeah.
Now, that's something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, if that's what she wants, you know, if that's what she wants. But she also stated in here, she knows it's not safe. But
right.
The thrill of having sex with different men excites her. Now, how excited would she be when she went up to the clinic and they told her she had an STD or HIV? You know, you have to also...
Well, couldn't it be still excited using a condom or something, though?
Well, we're speaking as if she wasn't. We're not condoning one-night stands or anything like that. We're just basically, I just got this information from, you know, a few guys and a girl, you know, how they felt about one-night stands. And I'm just saying that, you know, not just her, but there are women out there who don't use protection and they don't want to use protection.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah, well, that's what I miss. I miss because I'm not crazy about condoms neither. That's why I got married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons. But there's nothing like the real thing.
Oh, no doubt, but they do have condoms that make it feel like the real deal because this last guy that I was dealing with, he had the condoms that he wore. They were definitely, you know, they really felt good.
Yeah.
Know, so. And some condoms, I think the latex condoms I'm allergic to. So that's another reason why I get my, you know, I have my own condoms, you know, in case some, you know, in case I would ever have to run into that problem. We have a caller on the line. Let's see what this caller has to say. 303, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Reg. What's
up?
Hey.
Not much. I'm sitting out here outside in Denver.
Oh, I know.
Cool.
How you doing?
Hi, Miss J. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I'll be in town in about 3 weeks, so I want to see you, Miss J.
Okay, in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, you coming down for vacation?
No, just coming down for about 12 days, but it's not vacation.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a vacation to me, though.
Oh.
12
so
days.
I'm self-employed. I wish
I can get away for 12 days from my job in this town.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to comment on the one-night stands y'all were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had them, like, when I was loaded, drinking, smoking.
Oh.
You know, I really didn't care, and I had them. But when I wasn't loaded, then I didn't want a one-night stand because I wanted to spend that one night getting to know the person.
Right.
You know, so when I was sober, I mean, I wasn't against it. It was just that I prefer spending a lot of time getting to know them, but when I was loaded, you know, and the liquor started talking, then, you know, I just go forward.
I know what you mean, because I had a one-night stand with this guy one time, and I woke up at the hotel, right, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? And what thing? Look, the whole day, I spent the whole day with him, so it was a one-night stand in one day. We spent the whole day together. But I was so glad to go home because I couldn't even think of the guy's name. I kept saying, baby. Okay, baby.
Yeah, that's the safe way to go.
Uh-huh.
So y'all ended up, I mean, when you say you woke up in the middle of the night, I mean, you didn't leave, did you? Or you just...
No, baby, I ain't leave. I said I couldn't think of his name. I woke up. So when I woke up, it was in the morning, and I was like,
okay.
What the hell am I doing here?
And she was still there, right?
Yes. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Damn. What's his name? I could not think of the dude's name, but I'm going to tell you. Everything was just fine. You know, everything was cool. We went to the football game. I just had a ball with this dude and didn't see him no more. That was fine with me because I didn't know his name. And just think,
name was Baby.
Yeah, if we had really hooked up and had a relationship going on, could you imagine after making love to this man or having sex with this man, I have to turn around and say, you know what? What'd you say your name was?
Wow. Well, what did he call you? Did he remember your name?
Yes, he did.
Oh, so he was actually calling you by your name.
Yes.
Was he drinking? Okay. Was he drunk as well?
We both was drinking. He wasn't drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It don't take much for me. That's why I don't really drink now. It doesn't take much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I have found out now, I don't want to drink and make love. Because when you drink and make love, let me speak for myself. This is me speaking. When I drink and make love, I don't remember the thrill.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Now when I make love, I'm sober. Because I wouldn't remember
mm-hmm.
the thrill the next day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If it was bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. drunk sex is not good at all.
Hell no.
But, I mean, when you're really doing it, it's fun and y'all having fun. But when you look back at it, it wasn't, first of all, like you say, you don't remember it. And,
right.
Because you don't remember, you don't know if it was good or bad. You know?
Yeah.
Especially if you had to ask what his name was.
But, Delicious, you should do your next show should be on fantasizing. Fantasies. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Lord.
I might do that the next show, but I think the next show is, what is the next show? I don't even know if I've got a next show up, but I may put up a fantasy show. Okay, getting back to the one-night stand, I did a questionnaire, and I asked a group of men when they had a one-night affair, were they nice to the person? Did they manipulate sex by saying they loved the person, or were they just straight-up honest? You know, because like I had mentioned earlier, that if they was honest, women basically – it may be a thing where she wanted to have a one-night affair instead of going through all this, I'll do this for you and I'll do that. And, just say, hey, I just want mm-hmm. this, hit it one time and that's it,
mm-hmm.
We might feel the same way because I have seen guys that, woo, Lord.
So how your survey turn out? What did they say?
Okay, one guy said, of course I'm nice. After all, a one-night stand is not about my own personal gratification. I like my partner to have fun, too. Now, that's nice and considerate because men,
yeah,
sometimes men, huh?
That sounds like a good dude. Sometimes men just want to hurry up and get their jollies off and that's it.
Yeah.
Right, and get theirs and then they leave you hanging.
Yeah.
What do you got to say
about that, Well, also, he was, laying the groundwork that he can come back again. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because the
yeah.
guys who rush and don't have no feelings for you, you don't want them to come back.
Right.
These guys considering your feelings. And at the same time, he wants to come back,
Right. Okay, another person said, I'm always honest. I'm not incapable of love. I just don't happen to be good at long-term relationships, but I can be a lot of fun. Now, that's being honest. If you tell somebody, well, I really don't want to be in a long-term relationship, but we can have fun. The woman might say, well, okay, I'm down for the fun. It's always good when a person is honest. So I think that was pretty good. How he was. Then mm-hmm. another person said, these are the only promises I'm prepared to make a woman. Then he says, I promise to be unpredictable, sometimes unreliable, occasionally irresponsible, All I have to offer is a good time on Friday or Saturday night, though sometimes not even that. Point is, I can't be taken on as a serious investment. Let's just enjoy our time together, however long that may last.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
Well, he was honest and upfront, and he let you know what you're getting into, you know, and some people want it like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, as long as a person is honest, you know, you can sometimes get what you want. You know, another person said, I am nice to them, which is apparently why I don't have many one-night stands. So I guess he's one of the guys that keeps coming back.
That's my kind of guy.
Yeah,
because he said he's nice to them, so apparently he doesn't have, you know, many one-night stands.
Mm.
Okay, and another one, I may have manipulated the truth when talking to women, but I never told them I loved them or lied about my relationship status. Now, this is a guy who's a cheater, sounds like.
But you know what? I can't ever recall on a one-night stand that a guy told me that he loved me. Oh, I told the guy I love him. But people do that on one-night stands? They talk about love?
Well, it's basically just like I had mentioned, say, like if you was, you know, just talking to this person, he's, like, building you up, you know, trying to get you to that point where he can get you in the bed and then eventually
I understand what you're saying, but one-night people talking about love?
I think those are the people.
It'll be more than a one-night stand.
I think those are the people that got together and they were drunk and that kind of thing. I think, no, really, you know, they had those kind of conversations. Oh, girl, I love you and you love me and, you know. Cause
they must be really effed up then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been that way. Well, I've been there before.
Never been that way.
I've been
calling
there
number three.
But I have... I've never, you know, like I said, the one-night stands that I was in, I had wanted, you know, the particular ones that I was in. But then, like I said, being stalked wasn't no fun, you know. So I want to, you know, reiterate it that if you ever intend on just having a one-night affair with someone, don't have it at your home. You can go to their home or a motel, hotel, Holiday Inn or something. But if you're not afraid, if you do think that they're not going to stalk you, but you really don't know, I really don't suggest that you have a one-night affair at your place because it can become dangerous. You know, like I said, the guy, he was stalking me over the phone, but I remedied that by getting my number changed. But just think if he had known where I lived at, you know, and I'm not.
But it could be dangerous. It could be dangerous for the guy too. The same thing, you know, the stalking and all that.
Well, that's true.
That
so
crazy.
Maybe, yeah, that is true. That you said right thing. Well, that's why basically, if it's going to be a one night stand, maybe you just should have it like in a motel
place.
Yeah, something like that because you don't want anybody. Stalking you and, you know, trying to, you know, bring harm to you and, you know, stuff like that. So basically I would suggest just, you know, rent a room and do your thing and go about your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I have to run.
Okay, Reggie, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad you called in.
Okay.
And we'll
see
you when, Reggie?
Well, I should be there on the 10th.
The 10th of September?
September, yeah.
Okay, dear.
So I'll see you on the 11th.
All right, have a safe trip here.
Okay, take care.
All right, God bless.
Okay, bye, Reggie. Yeah, so, you know, getting back to these answers, another person said, already read that, those morning afters are a bit strange at times. So I guess you spent the night, and as you mentioned, you woke up in the morning and didn't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
So I guess it can be a little bit awkward, especially if you're in a, you know, in a predicament like yourself, like, you know, you and the young man that you was with. And the another person said, I always was. We enjoyed each other's company, and many times if we saw each other again, it would usually lead to a repeat offense. So that person must have really been nice, you know, because they, you know, like you and your friend, you know, they basically developed a sexual relationship off of their one-night stand.
Right.
And, you know, if that's what you want to do, it is, you know, that's what you want to do. You're both two consenting adults, and, you know, as long as you, you know, you're saying yes to him and he's, you know, not pressuring you or, you know, trying to rape you or anything, then, you know, I guess it's all good. So we're going to take a little musical break here, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Boom, boom, ba-da-da. If you ever see the boy from me, tell him I love him. Tell him that I care. If he ever needs me, tell him I'll be there. It happened.
Welcome back. That's Patty Drew. Tell him. Tonight's topic is One Night Affairs, and my special guest co-host, Ms. J, is here with me. Ms. J, would you attempt to be in a one night affair and try to change it to a relationship?
Yes, I would, because I'm looking for a relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you. Uh-huh. Now, what type of a guy are you looking for?
A hardworking, drug-free, alcohol-free, a God-fearing man, a man that's going to respect me, and I respect him and treat him like a king, and he treats me like a queen.
All right.
Intelligent man, you know,
mm-hmm.
has something on his mind.
Right.
And not no players and all that. I mean, you know, you get a certain age, you get tired of all the bull junk. So, and I think that's why it's been going on 3 years, because, you know, people have, these days it seems like guys just have different motives for stuff. You know, everything is sex, sex, sex. When it's not always about sex. Like the friend that I had that was one night stand, I enjoyed his friendship more than that sex that or whatever we had because he didn't have his way. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of that one thing, because I didn't perform or I didn't want to do what he wanted to do, he destroyed the friendship when the friendship was better to me than the sex.
Right.
No matter what he did to me or how I got my jollies off, I still like the friendship. And I still wish we had that, you know, together now.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to, if he should come back,
I'm holding off on the sex. No more one night stand, 1 minute, 1 second. He ain't getting nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, now suppose...
I'm not going to allow him to do anything to me because I kind of messed up our friendship. And
well,
it was one night stand thing. It was one night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
I mean,
that's...
If they are in the chat room, what kind of person does stuff like that? What kind of man? I mean, what was on the man's mind? Was it just to have the sex and not the friendship that I thought that we had became, you know, that we was having?
Well, you know, sometimes men, you know, they say that a woman could be more of a friend to a man than a man could be a friend of a woman because men, basically, they always are wanting sex.
Yeah,
and women basically can be a friend forever because I've had a friend, a male friend. We've been friends for over 20 years.
Yeah, well,
we
I have them too, but I know what his motive is. And I
never ever had sex.
I know what his motive is, but I never ever had sex with him. And we are the best of friends. And I'm so glad I didn't. I wish I had did that with this guy. I really do, but I mean.
Well, once you in that friendship mode, I think, you know, because this guy, like I said, we've been friends for over 20 years. I don't even, you know, early on in the friendship, I was thinking about having a sexual relationship with him. But as we got to be, you know, in depth with our friendship and, you know, different things like that, those thoughts eventually dissipated, and I really don't even think, have sexual thoughts about him, you know, anymore because we're friends, and I believe if we was to have sex,
well, I don't have no sexual thoughts.
Our friendship would be done.
I don't have any sexual thoughts about that one-night stand friend, neither. I really, truly don't. You know,
but I'm just saying, you've had sex with him. I've never had sex with this person.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying because, you know, you were speaking on the point of, you know, you.
No, even though we had no understanding, why can't we still be friends?
No, I'm not saying that you can't be friends, but you were
I'm asking you that.
Why can't y'all be friends?
Yes,
well, y'all can be friends, but, you know, that's just a decision that you would have to make as well as he make it. Because it may be a thing that he don't want to be friends. He may want to pursue it sexually. You know, but you would have to get with him and say, well, hey, this is how it's going to be. Then maybe somewhere in the future we may can, you know, go there again. But right now I just want us to be friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then if he agree with that, then y'all might, you know, be in a friendship that may develop into a love affair. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that y'all can't be friends, but that would have to be on mutual grounds.
Right.
He would have to want to be your friend as well as you would want him to be your friend.
But you know what? If he calls me with that one night stand, he may call me as a friend also.
Well, there's only one way to find that out, you know, and that depends on if you want to do that. But if you don't, then it's best to just leave it alone because, you know, he might be, you know, a little different now because if you tell him, well, hey, you know, I really didn't appreciate what had happened, you know, but we can be friends and, you know, who knows, like somewhere maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months, y'all might, you know, change up and want to be lovers.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then.
The way it is, one night stand. I just keep it like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes that's just how you have to leave it, too, as a one-night stand, because, you know, that's just what it is. You got to do what you got to do, and if, you know, if you feel that, you know, you want to leave it as a one-night stand, then that's all good, because obviously that's how he wanted it. If he hasn't, you know, contact you, then again, he might be waiting for you to contact him.
He's going to be waiting a long time, sweetheart. Long time.
But, you know, that does happen. You know, people wait for, you know, they say, well, she'll call me. And you waiting for him to call you when he's waiting for you to call him, you know, so somebody would have to make the first move. You know, that's why, like, when I see something that I want, I pursue it. Because,
and see, that's
God,
what happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. That's how that one night stand happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. I mean, you know, like I said, a lot of times people don't plan that one night stand stuff. They don't. You don't plan that. That's not a plan.
Right. I didn't say that people plan,
right.
But some people have those intentions.
Get drunk. Okay.
Some people have those intentions, but it's not to say that it's planned. You know, like a guy, he might say, he see you in the club, you looking good, smelling good, and he tell his buddies, I'm going to get with that. All I want to do is hit it.
Yeah.
You know, so he'll come up to you, buy you a drink, talk good to you, do this, do that.
That's
you
like
ride home and this and that. And his intentions are basically to be with you for that one night, but you're thinking, oh, he bought me a drink, so he must be this, da-da-da-da-da. You know, so that not to say that, you know, because, like I said, people's intentions are not displayed where you can see what they're thinking or know what they're thinking or know what they're going to do. Yes.
That's like what Reggie was saying. To me, that's what a one-night stand is, meeting somebody in a club and you're a little tipsy. And, you know, we can't do that anymore these days like we used to do back in the days. You know, back in the days, it was a whole lot of one-night stands. I'm talking about before the 80s because, I mean, hey, all this junk that's out there now is not out there. So, I mean, what's out there? But I agree with Reggie. You get, you have those one-night stands.
Yeah. Well, we only have 2 minutes left in the show, and our next show I think is going to be What Women Want. How about that, Miss J?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, we're going to have our next show, and that show will be...
What Women Want with what? I mean, what? Clothes?
What Women Want. What Women Want out of a Man.
Oh, okay.
And that show will be the 27th. So I would like to, you know, tell everybody thanks for coming out. And
Wait. Why can't it be What Women Want and What Men Want?
Well, we'll talk about that before I put the post up, okay? What women want and what men want. We'll talk about that. Okay, so we have 1 minute left. You have any last remarks you'd like to make before our little minute is up?
Yes, ladies and men, please be careful. HIV is out there, and it's a serious thing going on with HIV. I have had 3 friends of mine that I know who have passed from HIV. Making love is wonderful. God intended for us to make love to each other, but not get buck wild when we forget that or we are too drunk that we don't care about our body.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself and take your time. Because when the thrill is gone, it will be gone, okay?
Okay. With that being said, we're going to say good night. Thanks, everybody. Good night, Miss J.
Above a phone.